Lecture topic, upbringing of our children.
Every one of us, we all want children, ladies, we want children. We did not know the responsibility of the children. Innama amwalukum awladukum fitna. Allah says in the Quran that your wealth and your children is a fitna. Fitna means test. Yeah. Test. Very quickly you make in dua to Allah must give you children. But the test is so severe that this child of yours will come in this world, can make you and break you. Make you means Jannat. And break means Jahannam, Allahumma al-Fatihah. Especially in these days, it is very dangerous. Very dangerous. It is so dangerous that environment outside is so bad. So how can we change the environment? We cannot do that. It's impossible for us to change the environment outside. Impossible. The fitna is so much. All this Muslim schools that we have us, whatever madrasa we have, all that they are there, but that doesn't change the situation. Social life outside is so bad, it affects a person very quickly. So what's the remedy? The remedy is this, that let us make our home the life, the manner and the way of Rasulullah. Let us go back into the old age. We call it old age for example. In the early days, there was so much of love, respect, brotherhood and unity. That is merely because the houses were like madrasas. How's it? There were no madrasas at that time. There were no hafiz at that time. But the love of the Quran they had in them, and the respect they had for the Quran and everything else at home, that the parents were sending their children to school, the secular schools, but they were more concerned on the madrasa than the schools. They will never tell a child to come back from school that what you learned in school. But they always tell the child that you go to the madrasa or not. In these days, we have a very major problem is that we, unfortunately, the madrasas are no more important anymore. As far as the secular education is concerned, so much of impression, all kinds of pressure is on that. That the parents are no more showing importance to our madrasas. So we have to bring our madrasas back into our home that the early days. That they become so practical at home. That brings them up and they go outside and not affected. Now that is very important that Allah Ta'ala has given the women. The duty of a woman, that's why the greatest gift in this world is what? A pious woman. A pious woman is the greatest gift. A person got a pious woman in his house. You have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you don't know that that pious woman, I'm not saying that pious woman takes Bukhari Sharif to eat at home. I'm saying that pious woman who stays at home and looks after responsibilities according to the sunnah of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To that extent that she becomes so close to Allah and Rasulullah and that she makes sure that the child also becomes close to that. But for that pious woman, she needs support of her husband, who is also supposed to be pious, so that they can go together. As today we have a very major problem with the pious wife is trying to level this to put the child right. But unfortunately, the husband is not pious. that there's a battle between the husband and that means you have to on one page all the time. One page. That we our beliefs are one. Our way of life is one. Everything must be one, then only you can go. Otherwise you'll not be able to. And the first thing they say, even a child who is born and comes to his sense of talking a little bit too, the first thing what you must teach is what? Kalimat Tayyibah. The first thing they teach is Kalimat Tayyibah. La ilaha illallah. That must be instilled in the heart. The first thing, the oneness of Allah. It must be stamped in the heart, engraved in the heart to that extent that it becomes so strong for him. By you seeing it all the time, the child also begins to say. And with Tawheed and thereafter where the child grows a little bit, then the second thing is Akhlaq. It is very important. Akhlaq is so important that if you do not bring the child Akhlaq, good character and morals, then whatever good and bad in that early stages, he goes through and all that will become part of his life in later stages. And it will never come out of him. Remember what I'm saying, but the Tanya Rahman said, that not me. That if your child from the early age, the early stages, if you've given him that kind of bad habits and bad conduct, it will be engraved in the heart to that extent that once he grows bigger, and as time goes, it will be stamped in heart, it will never come out of it. So how important it is that from the early stage of the life, you make sure you engrave those good habits in the child and conduct will become stamped in the heart that always it will remain in the child. From the beginning you have to do that. And you must not think that your child cannot talk now or cannot hear or cannot talk. Let me do whatever I want to do. But that is the most dangerous error. But that is the most dangerous that at that time he's actually transmitting everything what he says to you. Transmitting everything. You do not know how you're misbehaving with your wife. You do not know that the language that you're using in your house. You do not know how you behave. That in other words, all that the child is transmitting himself. And when their age goes forward, then they become, it shows the real reality. Allah Almighty the Father. A pious woman, a pious husband, and a pious child. A pious child is the greatest gift after birth. The greatest investment for us, for every one of us, is a pious child. You can give your child the best of education. You can do whatever you want. If the child is not pious, you have done nothing. You have done nothing. That's why they say when your child grows, while you're growing, the biggest thing, most important thing is he must be taught with good manners, respect. And the first thing that you must put in your child's heart is to learn the Quran. To learn? He must know that that is the first thing that I must do. I will learn the Quran. Everything comes afterwards because you don't know the Quran, what it does to the child. The Quran, what it does. So as time goes, and you must remember one thing, that one this child, when one mistake is made, when you're teaching a child respect, the meaning of that this must, everything that he does, you must keep an eye on him. From the beginning stages, he must even be eating also, he must eat like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything he does, when he eats also, he must know how to eat too. And he comes to the house, he must know make salam too. You teach him to make salam from the beginning, you do all that. And when you should conduct good habit, you must remember you got not one child, you got two children. And you got few children, you must know how to behave with the few children. People are fighting and not evil. We got a very bad habit. We got a very handsome child, a very intelligent child, and then in our opposite, you got that child who knows nothing to. Now that child was born like that. It's not that you and I can do anything about it. But then how do you balance this truth? Unfortunately, we did not balance it because that child, my child, is number one in school. And the other child is not number one in school. So we praise this child so much in front of the other child, you belittle the child. You make the child like not wanted anymore. You make the child that doesn't belong to you too, and you call all kind of funny names to the child. Now when you're doing that, you don't realize the harm that you're causing to the one child. Mentally it's been affected. And we are doing that today. Like in the madrasa or school also, the teacher say, hey, you are very bright, that is dull. The moment you see the child, you're dull, the other say you're dull. All the time when you say a person is dull, what happens to the person? He becomes completely, he feels, I am dull. So like a parent at home to do that, to not just to differentiate your children. When you praise one side of the child, another child, you run the child down. You don't realize that it inculcates in the heart of the child that I am useless. And the others of the part of the family also take him as useless. What happens? So how important it is that you must learn how to balance things. Allah made that child like that. Everyone cannot be the same. But you do not know that the child may be a dud. But the same child will take to Jannah. The same child will take to Jannah. Many a time you've seen a child not intelligent at all, but he becomes the Hafiz of the Quran. He becomes the Ali, he becomes everything. He becomes so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that child who belittled you, that child became most close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are the cause of the harm in our families. We do not know how to look or behave with them. One is a boy and one is a girl. When they reach a certain age, then you must know this, but that now the time is that they must be separated from death also. They separate themselves from death also. You have to keep an eye on the child, who she's talking to, who he's talking to, who is the friend, and so. If you are very concerned about it. But you are concerned more of your business, like when a person child came and told me, Molana, my father has no time to see me. When I tell my father I will speak to you, he said, no, I'm losing money if I talk to you. I'm losing dollars. In the end, the child committed suicide. You thinking, I'm thinking something is small. Is that something which is very, very bad? That we do not know, we need a pious child. We do not need a child only half in the Quran. We need a child who half in the Quran, but pious. That when you look at him, you smile, and he look at me, he smiles. Hafiz, Allah chose someone, that's between him and Allah Ta'ala. But a pious child will take you to do everything. Then one time you'll see how he eats, one time he talks to. You have to see what kind of friends he had. Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi was a very great saint. But how he became Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi? His mother used to see him playing on the street, she got worried. Today we not even worry those children where they go, what they do, with his parents something, Allah khair for us. That is so gone so bad, his parents caught what he's calling, whatever you call it. It got so bad, the women are complaining, my husband won't see our face anymore. They are complaining now that they're so busy with that the husband can speak. I got my money, I got my shop, I got everything for you, got a car, you carry on your work, I carry on my work. Now you tell me what kind of life that is. That means she has to become the father of the child. When she goes to any teen marriage, she has to take the child and go, not the husband does not participate in anything. Then what do you expect then? Remember one thing, this child of yours is an amanat. You can do whatever you want to here in this world. It mustn't become that this child becomes the day of Qiyamah, complain to Allah, my father did not give me the right. You do not know that you want a child Allah gave you, but the same child can complain to Allah.
When that father came and complained to Umar radiallahu anhu, and told him that my father, the father complained that he's not showing disrespect to me, you know. So immediately he said, Ya Umar radiallahu anhu, that remember what, asked him what name he gave. The name that he gave me was so bad. He did not respect me, how can I respect? So this children that we got by us, don't think just like that you got the children. The children are the ones that will take you to Jannah. When your actions closes up, when a person passed away, three things will happen. One is that knowledge with others benefit. If you told a person to read namaz, he read namaz, as long as he read namaz and others will read namaz, you get a reward for that. Then you get the other one that you know with Sawab-e Jariya. You build one mosque. You give some water to wells. You build all that. As long as the water is there, you get Sawab. But one is that you get a pious child. A pious child is the most greatest gift. It's so great that as long as the child is here in this world, it's perpetual all the time that the mother is getting reward and the father is getting reward, the whole family is so much a reward without doing anything to it. Just imagine what a great gift the pious child is. So if you cannot value that pious child of yours to make a child pious, one thing, money cannot buy a pious child. Money cannot buy a pious child. Pious child is something. And if you do not follow them, make the child pious, then it is sad to say. So by saying Bustani Rahmatullah, his mother, when she saw him playing around the ground, and she was concerned, my child is now missing around with people, missing around all the wrong company. She was concerned. Today we're not concerned about it. Today when a child becomes, see, he's taking drugs, he takes that wine. Because the parents don't pay attention to the child at all. That he now forced to go outside and meet the wrong company. And when a thing is happening all wrong, then you begin to see, what would I do? So by the Bustani Rahmatullah's mother, she immediately saw he's still young. The first thing she thought in her heart, let me go and send him to a madrasa. That's why they say he sent him to madrasa. She did not know what to do. She asked him one great pious person. He says, there's a place you must go and send him there. And he sent him there. When he went there to stay there, the mother took and told him that from start, he'll cry to come, don't send him home. Don't send him home, he'll cry to come to me. Today you can do that. Today he said, Ustad, I'm taking my child away. There is like this, don't send him. The mother is saying to Ustad, left him there after a few days, he said, I want to go home. Ustad got worried. He said, no, I took a promise all kinds. So he gave so much of work to learn, so much, so hard, they won't make it. But he was determined. He made sure he learned that thing. Now he learned that much that Ustad knows what to do. What to do? I gave my word. He said, okay, go. But when he went home, and he's happy now that he's going to go to his mother because the love was there. He can't get a mother, right? Mother is something else. Those who got mothers appreciate. You don't know those who got mothers appreciate. You don't know. Straight away when he went there, when the door knocked at the door, he said, who's that? The mother asked. He said, Bayezid. Which Bayezid you're talking about? I don't know this Bayezid at all. I told the Ustad he must only come to me when he qualifies. And he cried because she did not open the door. She was that mother of that kind. And then that boy went back crying because he asked the Ustad what happened. The Ustad asked him, was it this one? He felt pity for him, but the mother did not. I want that Bayezid who I asked you for. Then he sat down and he became someone. He became someone. He became that person. Then after that, that one day while the Ustad was busy, he seen a dream. And he told that now he passed his test. Then he went home after 15 years. Stay in the company of the pious, you don't know what you achieve. But stay for a long period of time. Stay in the company of the pious, what you get, you cannot describe it. Take your children to the pious, make them sit in front of them. Just make them sit in front of them. The effect is something else. The effect is something else. You sit the people of the pious, with what intention you go, that's how Allah gives you. So teach your children good manners. One of the greatest things that you have to teach a child is don't tell a lie. Don't tell. Never. One time to tell the lie, you must take it to task. Reprimand him, not to punish him. That way, how big people punish him. Teach him this much, he's got no right to tell a lie. Sayyidina Mukherjee, Nani Rahmatullah Ali, we know the story so well. Mother taught him one till age of 7, better don't tell. Nothing else. Don't tell a lie. He's going with his mother, tied the money and the place that no one must know about it. And when they were going, when the robbers got hold of them and got hold of him too, they said, no, God, what did you say? What is this youngster? Let me ask him too, the leader. When I asked him what you got, he said, yeah, I got. He said, I got money. You telling the truth? My mother told me never to tell a lie. No matter what happened, I mustn't tell a lie. Just imagine the barakah of not telling a lie that even the robbers changed. Today we teach your children to tell lies. You owing money to someone, you tell that man, Assalamu alaikum, come to my house to fetch it. The moment that man comes to the house to fetch, you tell the son, tell him, my father is not here. That poor boy, my father is not here. Now, is that not a lie? What it is? We are here to teach people to tell lies. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a mu'min will never lie. Listen to this one hadith of Rasulullah. A mu'min will never lie. Never lie. He let do everything, never lie. The Sahabi, you know, he had habit of doing all the wrong things. He came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice. There was only one thing. Don't tell a lie. That's all he told him. So whenever he does the wrong thing, when they do steal, on the exam, and go steal something, they want to know and go steal, he says, if I steal, Nabi Kareem will ask me, how to steal? Let it. In another sin you want to commit, the moment will go there. The words of Rasulullah speech of me. He will ask me, what? Then by not telling a lie, it became like this. That he was kept away from all sin because of one. And all the answer but Rasulullah says, a mu'min will never tell a lie. That's the hadith of Rasulullah. So from the beginning you have to tell teach a child not to tell a lie. One time the child tell a lie, you must make sure you demand the child. Teach him. You're not supposed. You want to be hard with him. In other words, you show you anger. You anger outside, your inside is soft. You know when a ustad is angry with a student, a true ustad, but his heart is soft. He's soft, but showing that soft. Like a father shows the child, you open his eyes and look at him, but his heart is smiling. Soft. Like that. You teach your child, do not tell. And remember when a child persists something, do not ever give. Do not ever give when a child persists something. But that habit will be bad for you. That he, what he wants, I want that base. No, which is not supposed to be. These are few things one to understand. Mahazat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He was on a train. He was coming to Shadra. He was coming to Jalalabad. Father in Shadra, he got up on the train going now. The son got left in the train. Heaven. The son got left. Ya Allah, what happened now? Son was left. His son named Talqin Ahmed. He passed away. Son was left. Now, Jalalabad, now the pony from there, stolen lives. They went there, somehow, alhamdulillah, the police got of the child. So when Hazrat Ji went to the police, was asked, what's your name? Hazrat gave his name. It's a very good thing. Talqeen Ahmad, going there to Thanabon. Said, the child also said the same thing. In other words, teaching you, Hazrat, I'm teaching you that your child must know where you stay also, where the address also. You don't know anything can happen. Hazrat even gave us this incident, telling us that this is how you should teach a child Kalima Taiba. Always stay to what his name was, his father's name, everything he must give. He must know all those things. So one side you have respect to show, once. The age of 10, the child comes, you must know namaz must start. Everything the age of 7, namaz. Complete namaz. Akhlaq will show. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Ali from his own nephew, he made sure that he taught him from the age of 7. Only ask Allah for help and no one else. Only ask Allah for help. So this is what we are supposed to have. Pious children can only get when you yourself become pious. So our house environment has to change now. Let them change our house environments. And the worst thing is a cell phone. I'm not going to say more than that. The cell phone has caused so much of harm. It's a cell phone. Up till now you find that the children are still stamped with the cell phone. Piety and spotless. Allahu Akbar. We need pious children. You do not know how important it is that the same pious child, what he can do for you. That one pious child and a mother passed away. He went in from the cupboard, but he started reading there. The mother come in the dream and say, oh son, when you come to the cupboard, wait, but there's a note between you and me, I cannot see your face. The next day he goes and waits there, and then he's there. He said, the mother come to Jesus, better, and now I saw your face. You don't know what it is to have a pious child. Allah will question each and every one of us how you spend your time. Your child, Allah gave you how you spend it. It must never become. Remember, to become hafiz is very easy. To look after the Quran is very difficult. And to follow the Quran is more important. If you don't follow the Quran, you become hafiz. Allah said, I took a response in looking after the Quran. The Quran didn't respond to took, but that did not help us. We can only help us if we follow the Quran and follow the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Changing them schools, make them sit in a company of pious people. Give them ustad of that kind of what shepherd is, you know, shepherd, like that ustad of Bayezid Bustami Rahmatullah. What shepherd he had, what kindness he had. Today the most important thing is that our children must go to the madrasa where they look after the child, it has been important. And remember, you don't get all children that are same. You find that what is the kamal of a person who he only teaches those children who are very bright. There's no kamal, that child is only keeping the ustad happy. He's keeping the ustad name because he's bright. My husband should say, he say, kun zawan, kun zhen, kun parao. My husband to say, kun zhen, that person, that child is dead. See, that child that is kamal. That you killing yourself, fighting yourself, putting your nafs against it. That child, other child can be the way he reads and all. Everyone praises, and you're getting happy, and that person is not praising you, he's hard work. But another child is not at all. Does not know anything, and you're battling. And you're fighting, and you're teaching the child. That is called the mind. That is called. So likewise, you got a child at home who is very bright, and you got another child completely dead. You are very good with that child, is completely bright because being like trophies for you. But this child is a dud. You show that child you're not important at all. Tell me, what are you trying to do? What are you trying to say to the child? Is that child not belong to you? Is that your own child? Is that your child? That's why when a mother, when her child was completely black, but the way she should love that child, and she obviously, hey, look at the black child. Muslim I'm talking about, but that is she's my child. See? Likewise, that child is God. Who made him that condition? Who made the child become like that? It's for you now, you know. Like one lady said a very nice thing. She said, Molana, I should run around everywhere. Run around everywhere. I don't use the gallivanting word. Run around everywhere. Allah gave me one child who was disabled. Disabled. You know what? Disabled cannot move anything. She said, Allah, alhamdulillah, thank Allah that disabled child brought me closer to Allah. Closer to Allah. Everything was lost. What Allah does for you is this. The same person, one other friend of mine, he passed away, Allah was giving Jannah. You don't know his business was flourishing, his brothers were together flourishing. I tell my brothers, it's because of him Allah gave so much. It's because of him. And he was flourishing, but that man, that brother was the main person, he was not very important as far as their eyes. But we could see Allah was giving because of miracles. When he passed away, he was no more the same. And they agreed to this point that it's because of him. They were looking after this boy. They're looking after this boy, this brother, that brought him. So you do that what kind, whatever Allah gives you, must accept it. He knows what is good for you. He knows it. And that lady said a nice thing. After this, the first child, disabled child, I served the child. I kept him from all kinds of sins. I stayed at home all the time. So we have to learn to look after our children. It's very important. Don't take it back. If you know how to put them up the correct way, I'm begging you, oh my brothers, look after your children the right way. Help the wife if it is helping to see the child the straight path, also you must help them. Don't make an effort like that, that you know, if your wife is working so hard, you must make sure you help them, not that let us go against each other. Very important. And if the child asks for this, then do not make him wear fancy clothing. Fancy clothing, but don't make the child wear fancy clothing. Then you have pride coming. Do not let the girl with blonde, beautiful jewelry. But the Thani Rama says their life is their stake. And then after they want that style too. They want that thing too. The love of the world will not be in there. The love of the world. This kind of thing. And always remember that through with their hand give people some sadaqah, charity, make the child give. The reason for the child to give is that heart, he must get the heart to give. He must get the heart to give. And also when you are among your own children, you must be fair. Must be very fair. You give everyone the same. You don't give. Love is something else. Love is something else. Yusuf alayhi salam, love is something else. But it comes with fair, you must be fair. Give everyone the same. There was no such thing as favoritism in those days. Only love is something you keep in your heart. So today's majlis is so important, my dear friends. How important it is. Because our future lies in our children. Our future lies, we are going away tomorrow. Our time is up to leave this world. Allah must take with Khatima Khair. But leave a progeny of that kind. That will be carrying on all the time, which is the most important. Allah the Aman can profit. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa ashabi. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa hasbuna. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa inna fi dunya wa akhirati wa ala. اللهم نصر الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرفاق. اللهم لا تدعنا ذما إلا فرجت ولا هما إلا فرجت ولا دينا إلا قضيت ولا مريضا إلا شفيت ولا حاجة إلا قضيت يا رب العالمين. اللهم حاسبنا حساب المسلمين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد.